Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Are you ready for the game of the year, King?
I am ready for the game of the year,
Jones.
I mean, a lot of people called it that last night.
It was great. I mean, it was pretty wild. It was a wild game.
Quite into it.
Yeah.
I was locked in myself.
I didn't have any. You have any fantasy eggs
Big
in the
time.
Basket going? Oh, yeah,
Big
you
time.
Did. You did.
Oh, yeah. Semifinal matchup in the EEI league.
Who are you playing? Billy? You're playing Shime? Who are you playing?
No. In my real league that has been going on for 20 plus years, I'm in the semifinals. Have Jackson Smith and Jigba on my team, Bragg, as well as the fat kicker for the Rams. So I had a lot on the line last night. And let's just say overtime was very, very good to me.
I got bounced by Billy last week, so I was I had nothing to play for in the EEI league. I've had nothing to play for all year in my other league.
Billy, Fitzy, Hart, and Shime.
Correct.
That's our final four.
Yeah. Billy v. Hart.
Yes.
Billy's making a dynastic run. Cinderella run, I should say.
Cinderella story.
To the finals, it looks like.
No, but last night was pretty wild. It was billed as that going in. We're like, all right, you have Rams, you have Seahawks fighting for the NFC West, fighting for the number one seed in the NFC. Matthew Stafford, the favorite to win the MVP. So you had like all that kind of factored in. And at one point, you're like, oh, this is going to be the Rams. Like the Rams are going to dominate. Oh. Sam Darnold stinks and everyone's going to move on.
I for sure thought that.
In the words of the great Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend, as they come storming back. One of the craziest plays, or I guess not even plays, one of the craziest rulings that you've ever seen.
I mean,
maybe the dumbest thing you've ever seen.
I'm telling you, I had no... again, I didn't have a fantasy matchup.
Yeah.
I didn't bet the game. That was garbage. That was absolute garbage that Seattle got to overtime and then eventually won because of that garbage 2-point ruling out of nowhere.
All right, so for people that didn't see it last night, the Seahawks were down. They come storming back. They score a touchdown. The score is 30-28 with like 6 minutes and change to go,
and
right?
Sam Darnold like bounces it off somebody's helmet.
Yeah, so they then they go for two. Sam Darnold throws like... down the line pass to a running back that gets swatted by somebody on the Rams. The ball just kind of like rolls into the end zone. Zach Charbonnet just like grabs it. They line up to kick off. They're pass incomplete. No. You're down by two.
Herb Street said he hustled over to get it. He literally walked over.
And
he picked it up like
you
pick up. Yeah. A piece of garbage off the ground.
He didn't fall on it like he thought it was a live ball because nobody thought it was a live ball.
Herb Street goes, oh, look at this hustle. They show the replay. I'm like, he walked over. It's so like then me walking down to get a coffee.
So they're like, pass incomplete. The score is 30-28. Guys, go line up to kick off.
Yeah.
They line up to kick off. They come running in. They're like, no. This is legitimately like those old Buffalo Wild Wings commercials.
Yeah.
Where they'd sit there and be like, hey, you want overtime? They like hit like one of the like kegs. Like, yeah. Hey, there you go. And then like that's what it was. Because, like, by no means did anybody there think that that was a two-point conversion.
Somebody's going to win their fantasy matchup on, like, a Charbonnet two-point conversion.
100%.
I mean, that's going to happen.
Definitely.
So, no, when I say it's garbage, like, the Twitch chat's like, what do you mean it's garbage, Jones? I just mean they're so lucky. I'm not saying that it was officiated wrong or anything like that.
It didn't seem right.
I don't think it was a, well, I don't think it was a clear lateral.
Yeah, me neither.
The, you know, who's the horse's ass Thursday Night Football?
Kirk Herbstreit?
No, well, they're all, I mean, Al's so bad now. Herbstreit's
somebody wake up Al. Let him know he missed an awesome game.
Did you hear him in overtime?
Yeah.
They came back at one point. They came back from break. He's like babbling. And a producer must have gotten his ear and said, hey, Al, hey, old man, you're on the air babbling.
Yeah.
You're back.
Yeah.
And he literally goes, who's back? And then
you're back.
They must have been like, you, Al. And he's like,
Shady's back.
Hey, overtime. Back again. So, no, I'm talking about the clown-ass ref that they have in there.
Gotcha.
And he's
gotcha.
Like, well, that's clearly a lateral. I'm like, I don't think there's anything clear about it. But, no.
You're back.
It's just garbage that the number one seed in the NFC may swing on that two-point conversion.
Oh, definitely could.
Like, I mean, the whole thing, it wasn't even close to a good play by Seattle.
No.
And, look, they wound up. I
what a bad play call. Just throws it down the – throws it behind the end zone. It gets batted down, and everyone's like, play's over.
So look,
just kidding.
Look, I am a little salty. If I say I have no dogs in the fight.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I've now done this twice, Keith, in the last week. I've had two bad tweets that blew up in my face right away.
Yeah.
I told
– sick brag, bro.
I told Cam Newton not to show up to work this week. And I'm like, anybody – last night –
it was a victory lap
after that second Darnold pick that was so horrific, I go, anybody – shame on anybody who ever believed in Seattle or Darnold. Okay.
Yeah. Then so, what?
Well, Seattle, maybe I'm wrong about. I don't know that I'm wrong about Darnold.
No, I don't think you are. They had a punt return touchdown. They had a crazy two-point conversion.
They had a reverse play where Shaheed ran it the whole way down there. Now, Darnold had two great throws in overtime.
No, he did.
The one to the out to Cooper Kupp where he got blown up was an awesome throw. And the touchdown to JSN was a nice throw, too. The two-point conversion
was He's the best receiver in football. I fall in love with receivers. I thought it was Justin Jefferson for a while. He now doesn't have a quarterback, so that impacts him. But you can sort of tell they look
a
little bit different.
The side had 225 yards and two touchdowns, by the way.
Puka's very good.
Yeah.
Puka's great.
Yeah,
tough. Maybe it's the way he plays though.
He's 24 hours.
He plays like a fullback.
Maybe stop.
Yeah, that not.
Maybe stop tweeting and going on live streams. Yeah. But tremendous
he
football player.
About the
refs
again after the game.
I saw that.
No,
he tweeted and deleted. Yeah,
he's filthy and like he gets the ball and like he's hard to tackle. He's probably the wide receiver that's the hardest to tackle. But Smith and Jigba was just so smooth. Another one of these guys that you never have to even think twice if he's in bounds. Like the touchdown, you didn't even have to look at it. Yeah, he was in bounds. He had to play it down the sideline late in the fourth quarter, or maybe it was overtime, where he like caught it and in like live, you had no idea. And then they showed like, oh no, he for sure was in bounds. He's super smooth. But you know who's not going to be calling in today, I bet? Calvin, I think it is, in Methuen. His betting advice for us was always bet the team that is. What was it? The road. If their team is
if the
home dogs by one, take the road team.
Yeah, correct.
Well,
that was his. That is, yeah.
Seattle won the bet, not the Rams.
Yep,
he would have bet the Rams.
Proof of life, Calvin and Methuen. Yeah, where's he was applying it to the NBA all of a sudden. His betting of
you're gonna double down on Saturday's game because the Bears are 1.5 point home dogs to the Packers.
I will say, bad beat for Calvin and Methuen.
Oh, no doubt
because of that trash ass 2-point conversion. And people are texting. That was the call on the field. No, it wasn't. The call on the field wasn't a fumble. They like reviewed it. It wasn't the call on the field. The call on the field was an incomplete pass. Everybody watching thought it was an. No one watching goes, hey, I think that was a fumble.
Like, guys, get on it.
And I'm not saying
get
it was
on it.
Wrongly officiated. Just that's like over officiating. Going back and looking at it.
Yeah.
And then the Rams also missed a late field goal. So bad. Bad beat there for Calvin and Methuen. But wildly entertaining game. Seahawks were down 16 in the fourth quarter. Sam Darnold threw a pick, and they still wound up winning that game. I thought for sure they were out. I still don't believe in them big picture, but I was wrong about last night. You tell me if I'm wrong about Seattle big picture.
No.
Here are my questions coming out of the game, Keith, and you can answer them in whatever order you want.
I'll answer in the order they're asked.
Can the Patriots hang with the big boys, which ostensibly are Seattle and the Rams going back and forth last night, overtime game of the year type game? Question number one. And question number two, did Matt Stafford wrap up the MVP?
So I would say yes, kind of question mark for the first answer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, I think they can hang with them.
Yes, they can hang with those
two
teams last
night. Yeah, because I still think Drake May is a lot better than Sam Darnold. You could argue that the Seattle defense is better than the Patriots defense. But then again, they gave up a ton of points yesterday as well. So it's one where there'd be no questions asked. They'd be the underdog, certainly against the Rams and maybe even against Seattle, because obviously that'd be a neutral site game. So they might be underdogs. But, yeah, I think they can hang. I'm not going to let the second half of the Bills game completely overshadow all the good that they've done this year and how good Drake May has looked. So, yeah, I'm like cautiously optimistic. I'll say yes, they can hang with them. I also think the answer, even in a loss, is yes. I think Matthew Stafford wrapped up the MVP. He had 457 yards passing, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He has 2 games to play, and he has 40 touchdowns, 5 picks.
Yeah.
And he leads the league in passing yards for now. So, like, I think it'll be him. You know, I don't think if he wins the division, right, depending on what happens the last 2 weeks, then I think it's automatic. But even if he's a wild card team with those numbers, I still think he gets it. Because I also don't think Drake May is going to be the number one seed. I think that's what you would need. Drake May would need to be the number one seed.
The guy to worry about may not be May. It might be Josh Allen.
You mean for Stafford?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Stafford's got them both beat, though, right now. I think Stafford wrapped it up. I think the win would have made it, like, not even a question. The loss kind of maybe opens the door slightly, but his stats are off the charts.
Stafford on
his odds actually went down after last week.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Stafford, on at least on FanDuel, I was just looking at it, minus 220.
Minus 225, Drake May still plus 300.
So still pretty
good. May
Josh
is too.
Plus 425.
Yeah, oh, okay.
So it's still a pretty good favorite, though, overall.
Yeah.
You know, it's one where you like you wouldn't bet it because you're not winning any money on it. So, yeah, I think you want it. And I think the Patriots, yeah, you look at those two teams, but like those might be the two best teams in football. And we've said all year long the NFC playoffs is going to be more of a grindhouse than the AFC playoffs. And it's because of those two teams. And then tossing the defending champs and the Eagles. You know, like I guess depending on whatever you think of the Packers now without Parsons, like the NFC's tough. And it was showcased last night. Like,
it was.
I think those teams are tough.
So look, a lot of people are doing this on social media. I saw this last night. Here's a good text here as well as it relates to hanging with the big boys, which I think I know the Rams lost that game. I'd still be nervous about the Patriots against the Rams, who I think should have won that game. They gave it to Seattle. But you could say the Patriots gave the Bills game away. They've certainly given away other games this year, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be nervous about them against the Rams. I think they'd beat Seattle. I don't believe in Seattle at all. First Take has some graphics up now. They're like, Sam Darnold, after his second pick, was 8 for 12. Did he lock in after his pick? I'm like, did you watch?
No.
All they did was hand off.
No.
He was horrible. He was horrible until he made a couple of drives on a couple of throws on the final drive, which he deserves credit for. But did he lock in after that pick? Hell no.
I don't think it's a guarantee they win the division. They have the at Panthers and at Niners to end the season. I think they could definitely lose that Niner game.
I was going to say, the Niners have a real good chance at winning that division still.
Oh, yeah?
The Niners haven't played yet this week. They get Seattle again. The Niners have a good chance of winning that division.
Yeah, I didn't even mention them, but just to speak to just how good the NFC is. That's another team.
So can the Patriots hang with the big boys? I'd still be nervous about L.A. I wouldn't be nervous about Seattle. You know, it'd be a Super Bowl. I guess I'd have the nerves about that. Did Stafford wrap up the MVP? probably based on the betting odds, but I'm not sure he's a lock right now. And if I had to vote, I might lean Josh Allen, recency bias, but I might lean Josh Allen throwing the team on his back.
What if Josh
I had
Allen,
to vote right now?
What if
I'm saying if I had to vote right now today with all the information I had, but what if Josh Allen does what?
Like he's a wild card team, right? And then
because
if he wins the division and storms back and wins the division, maybe that gives him a little bit more of a feather in his cap. Josh Allen right now obviously has one fewer game. He obviously has more responsibility, right? You know, some voters might look at that. He doesn't have Puka Nacua. He doesn't have Davante Adams. 25 touchdowns, 10 picks, whereas I already mentioned 40-5. Like, sometimes it might just be so overwhelming stats-wise.
It might
be. I can't ignore it.
But again, Josh Allen is doing it basically by himself.
Yeah. Although, he's got an all-pro running back.
Okay. Matt Stafford has two good running backs and two good receivers and, like, four tight ends. I don't mean to dig down on Matt Stafford. I don't think personally he's wrapped it up, but looking at the odds, he probably has. The questions are coming in, though. Guys, if the Rams blew a 16-point second-half lead and just lost, we're going to knock Drake May for that. How come we don't do it for Stafford? We knock the Patriots for it. How come we don't do that to the Rams?
Right down the field in overtime and score a touchdown, so it's a little different to me.
This would also be my answer.
Okay. Yeah.
And they also lost on, like, a fluky two-point conversion and missed a kick where they were driving down late. Like, it wasn't they went three and out every time. They had some three and outs, don't get me wrong.
So
but it wasn't
half,
like they went three and out every single drive in the second half and did squat.
Yeah, no, I think they're very different. I mean, he lost the game. That's for sure true, which is the same as
he
Drake
also,
May.
He also led a touchdown drive in overtime to give his team the lead.
But do you know how many points the Rams scored in second half and overtime combined?
I don't.
24. That's a lot of points. The Patriots scored 7, and it was thanks to Travion Henderson, which you don't take it away from him, but, like, that had really nothing to do with the quarterback. Like, Stafford led a bunch of drives there in the fourth quarter. Their defense let him down. A really crazy officiating call let him down, and whatever, that's the call, so you can't, you know, cry about it. Like, that's what happened, but that was something we've never seen before. So, no, I have more faith because they got to overtime. Seattle said, nope, you guys have the ball. They got the ball, marched all the way down the field and scored. And then at that point, he gave his team a 7-point lead in overtime and then waited for the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I think some of that should stick to the Rams and Matt Stafford. They got to bounce back from this loss, just like the Patriots have to bounce back from theirs. And that is not just a where all losses are created equal. I mean, you blew a giant lead in the fourth quarter. That's a bad loss for the Rams. And I guess Stafford didn't win the game, so hold that against him. But now who had a worse choke job and a worse loss? It's the Patriots, and I don't really even think it's close. Mm-hmm. So if you want to compare the games, let's compare the games. Bad loss for the Rams, definitely.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As much as I hated that call, and I think it was just such a weak, fluky call, and the whole NFC might hinge on it, I still don't blame the Rams for losing that game. I mean, the Rams had a million. Just stop Sam Darnold when you're up a touchdown in overtime. Or don't go three and out 8 million times in the second half and go to overtime. Your kicker doesn't need to miss the – like, I blame all those things more than the refs. But the Rams' loss, I don't think, is as bad as the Patriots' loss. Still a bad loss.
Mm-hmm.
617-779-7937. So how much should that stick to the Rams? I'd also point out, for everybody who says the Patriots are frauds.
Frogs?
For frauds.
Oh, frauds.
Fraud insurance.
Yeah.
For losing to the Bills, the issue with the Patriots is they basically played nobody. They split with Buffalo, but they basically played nobody. The Rams have – played many more good teams based on being
Rams,
in that division.
If
than the Patriots.
If you had the old BCS standings in college football where they would give you quality wins, the Rams actually, I think, have the most. They beat Houston. They beat Indianapolis back when Indianapolis was actually still pretty good. They beat Baltimore. They beat Jacksonville. They beat San Francisco. They beat Seattle. They beat Tampa Bay. They beat Detroit. Like, that's pretty wild.
Yeah. They've beaten plenty of good teams.
I think they said last night they were 6-2 going into the game against teams over 500. So that doesn't even count the
same.
Bucks.
And they're the same. They're the same boat as the Pats. They already beat the Seahawks as well, just like the Pats had already beaten Buffalo. So to me, I mean, look, I think the Patriots are good, but I think the Patriots deserve more criticism. If you want to make a case, though, that we should be ripping the Rams for being frauds and knock down Matt Stafford and everything else, if that makes you feel better after your horrible loss last week, give us a call, 617-779-7937. It's Top 5 Friday. We are going to do our top fives of the year, our top five top fives of the year,
Top five top fives.
Thank you. We're going to put those in order coming up at 10:45. Feel free to weigh in on that. Friday four-pack, 11:30. We have the year in review at 12:45. More Best of Jones and Keefe all day long. Plus, it's Patriots Friday. We'll talk to Mike and Wenu I would imagine, in the grab bag, but certainly in the 1 o'clock hour later on today, so stay tuned for it. We'll get to your feedback, 617-779-7937. Interact Twitter and Instagram, Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, always. And I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. Watch there, chat there, subscribe to WEEI. If you're watching today, you'll notice that Keefe's gorgeous head of hair.
Yeah, it's hiding.
Is covered up.
Yeah, no shower.
It was
today.
At one point covered up by two hats.
I was going two hats. I wanted that, just Santa hat. This is probably going to, it's a little hot in here, so I don't know how long the Santa hat's going to stay on.
Just what?
You see Shyam today?
Oh, I saw Shyam.
How could you miss him?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, Shyam, I noticed he had the Santa glasses down the hall, but I guess he has his own glasses, so he didn't need
He needs his prescription lenses.
The additional glasses.
He said he couldn't get the boots over his calves. I asked him.
It came with boots that could fit.
Yeah, they like slide over boots. He's like, I can't get it past my
worth
calves.
Worth a shot. That's all right. He tried, though.
That's a brag and a half is what that is. Yeah. My goodness.
Oh, big, thick, meaty calves.
I couldn't jam my calves in there.
Damn.
All right. Well, that's good stuff. Anyways, Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. We'll get to Josh McDaniels and his roller coaster week next.
Boomer Esiason joins the Greg Hill Show Mondays at 8. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Last night, the Boston Bruins fell 3-1 to the Edmonton Oilers at the TD Garden. Connor McDavid had a goal and an assist in the Oilers' win. Pavel Zacha scored the Bees' lone goal. Jeremy Swayman gave up all three goals on 25 shots faced. The Bruins' homestand will continue tomorrow night against the Vancouver Canucks. On Thursday Night Football, the Seattle Seahawks defeated the Los Angeles Rams 38-37 in overtime. At New England Patriots practice yesterday, Carlton Davis, Marcus Jones, Harold Landry, and Robert Spillane did not participate. Christian Ellis was limited, and Christian Barmore was a full participant. Quarterback Lamar Jackson was a full participant in yesterday's Ravens practice. The Pats are back on the practice field today at 11:30. This Sunday night, it's Patriots-Ravens from M&T Bank Stadium. Kickoff is at 8:20. And the Boston Celtics return to action tonight, looking to shake off back-to-back losses when the Seas host the Miami Heat. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.